True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When I moved to Greenville, South Carolina, I was driving a red Ford Mustang Cobra, and boy, did I get tickets in that car.
Yeah.
It seemed like every other month I was getting pulled over. Then I bought a Corvette, seemingly a faster, sportier car, but it was silver. And my tickets suddenly went away.
Oh.
And I want to say, I think when you had the Mustang, you probably got out of your house more often than you do now.
But I had the Corvette a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I think the difference for me, I've always attributed it to being that the red car was more easy to see. I got noticed faster and I got more tickets. The silver car blends right in with the roadway and they don't notice you until you've had time to maybe get on the brakes or something. But it turns out I am wrong, because they claim that the idea of having a red car and getting more tickets is a myth.
Really?
That's what they claim.
I don't believe it.
That's what the sheriff's department claims.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, actually, they looked at the data, and white vehicles receive the most traffic tickets. They make up 19% of citations.
Now, is that because there are more white vehicles on the road?
That is true. There are more white vehicles on the road, so that is certainly a factor. Red cars come in at second place with 16%, and gray and silver tie for third, which also blows my theory out of the water. But I do think you're onto something, Tori. I think the number of total vehicles, it should be maybe weighted into how many there actually are.
I just glanced out our window. Just a little small parking lot between us and Chicken Salad Chick. There are 6 white cars and 1 red one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually a burgundy.
Okay.
So there's a lot more.
Well, they say the make and model of the vehicle can also influence your chance of being pulled over. Sports cars and luxury models are often associated with speeding and aggressive driving, making them more noticeable to law enforcement.
Mm.
So they're profiling you. They see you in that Corvette. They see you in that Cadillac. They're like, oh, I bet you he's a speeder.
But when you watch the minivans, too, because you got mom trying to pop her child on the leg and get...
Yeah. Mom's trying to get soccer practice on time, too.
Yeah.
Another myth is that you get charged more for having a red car by your insurance. But the truth is, insurance companies do not factor in car color at all when determining the rates.
Do they even know the color of your car?
I don't know, but they do focus on your driver record, the vehicle's make and model, and the age of the vehicle.
Also the age of the person driving it.
That's where we said that part, when driver's record and all that, and the model and the age.
Oh, but I thought you said age of the car.
But but you're right. Age is a factor, because like the younger people get charged more, I think, than older people do.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the rumors about the red car are apparently not true. I still believe you get noticed quicker in a red car. Bright yellow is also another one that you see from far away. If you're driving, if you just look up ahead on the road, see which cars pop out to you. And I don't think it's the silver cars or even the white cars.
I think they would stand out.
Well, based on my driving record, it really doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
They're going to get you either way.
Yeah, you have a lot of tickets, don't you?
You know, I like to think they're just a little obsessed with me.
Yeah.
They just noticed Tori.
I've ridden with you. It's earned.
But you'd think I'd be too fast to be pulled over. You know, they'd be like, oh, well, there she goes. And, you know.
I hate when you're traveling and the cars look like police officers behind you, but they like pass you and it's just like a little rack for the bicycle or something.
Yes. Or it's one of the ones they got at auction.
Yes.
And it still has that little side mirror thing. That should not be legal.
Mirror. Or any.
Spotlight. Yeah, that thing.
Dodge Charger. Anyone that drives that. I'm like, you know, because it's way back there. You slow down and you're not going to get there as fast because that person drives right by and it's just a lady having a time of her life singing.
I think an unmarked police car is entrapment.
And that's what you got to worry about is the ones that don't look like police cars at all. Yeah. And they are.
Yeah.
I've seen some very interesting police vehicles, trucks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. And they turn on their lights out of nowhere and you're like, well, today could have ended differently.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, you have to be a little bit crazy to host the holiday get-togethers with all the family coming over because you got a lot of responsibility and a lot of things that you're thinking about. 59% of people say they love or enjoy hosting their guests at their home.
But why do they have to be crazy? I don't think that's crazy.
But 75% said that they get all stressed out about it. And that drives you crazy because there's so many things to think about as you're trying to get everybody together for this one day.
I mean, basically, isn't your job just to cook for everyone and make sure they got food?
The biggest concerns is making sure everyone has fun, Tom. 32% of the hosts, they kind of get stressed out over everybody enjoying themselves and having fun.
That's not your job. They're supposed to provide the fun. You've already provided the place and the food.
Well, I don't think a host should be responsible for all the food.
Maybe not, but just making sure it's there.
Especially with family, we all have our one thing we bring.
Yeah, and then, of course, you can have games and stuff like that afterwards, like Turkey Twister, stuff like that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Because it sounds fun.
Turkey Twister. Come on, Aunt Sally, get over here.
Spin that turkey leg.
Okay, and a similar amount of people worry about the food that they serve. And then having the house cleaned up in time for all the people to come over, that's where they get stressed out as well because you got to clean everything up before everybody comes over and trashes your house.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of people that they get so involved, they are mapping out everybody and where they're going to sit. Like the seating chart or the seating arrangements are a big detail and stress them out.
Wow.
Well, you got the crazy uncle right there. He's rowdy. You know, you got your talkative aunt who's going to talk so-and-so's ear off. Then grandma can't hear nothing. We need to put her in the middle. That way, you know, she can hear what everybody's saying.
Well, and the one who gets political and they bring down the party and everything, you got to put them at the end of the table.
Yeah.
Then the party animal goes near grandma.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all are overthinking it, man. Yeah, you just got to let it happen.
You know, like I said, I went to that early dinner, early Thanksgiving with friends yesterday, and we ate in shifts. I mean, it's just like some people would sit down and eat. Others were still chatting. Some were still outside, and then they would eat, and the others would come in and fix a plate slowly. We didn't all sit down at one time.
That's how my family is. Like, everybody's up all over the place. But, I mean, some people do it a little bit more
traditionally.
Yeah, just like fancy, I guess. I mean,
we do that. I mean, we all eat at the same time because we say prayer before we fix our plates. But I mean, there's three. It's big open at my sister's, and there's a dining room table here, a little bar here, a little breakfast table over there, and we're all kind of spread out yelling at each other.
Okay, there you go. And then you got the kiddie table drama. And, you know, that's the kids that some of them are pouting because there's like, oh, we didn't make it to the adult table this year again. We got to sit here with all the kids.
Get used to it. I'm in my 30s and I'm still at the kids table.
And if you're pouting, you belong at the kids table.
I like the kids table.
I do too.
Do you think the kids, they're at that table waiting for like a grown up to die so they can finally get to the adult table?
Yeah, I'm over there going, hey, take a piece of corn and throw it at grandma. And,
yeah.
That's sad. Well,
who's sitting at the head of the table? That's another thing, you know, because that is the honored position.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I would think it would be the the father of the house that you're at, whoever that is.
It's it's an honor to sit at the head of the table is what they say.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Like I said, the person who owns the house, I would think that the father in that house sits at the head of the table.
I think sometimes, though, with the kiddie table, there is, you know, other aspects. I think it's kind of the circle of life. Maybe, you know, if as grandpa gets older, I remember my dad, his little hand would shake, you know, as he eats his peas and they start to go everywhere. He accidentally started a food fight a couple times. We wanted to put him back at the kiddie table.
Tell him just to mix it with the mashed potatoes.
Next time,
makes it a little easier.
Pour him over there, though. But the kids, they get mad when they have to eat at the little kids' table when they are at a certain age. 13 and 14 is when they want to start eating at the adult table. And that makes you feel grown up, too, because if you're still having to sit at the kiddie table.
But then you get there and you're like, this is not as much fun.
Yeah, the teenagers in my family, they'd rather go out on the deck and eat by themselves away from us.
Well, here's the reasons you're 35 and have to sit at the kiddie table, okay? You still believe in the Force. That's a reason that you're still sitting at the kiddie table.
Hawk.
Yeah, I do. The Force is with me. And the fork's with me, too, because I'm at the kiddie table. You're the smallest relative, and you get to sit at the kiddie table.
Now hold on. Yeah. Are you calling me skinny?
Yeah.
I'll sit at the kids' table.
Okay. They're all your kids. That's another reason you're sitting at the kiddie table.
Because
you're getting rowdy, and you don't want to be all crazy. And then your mom still cuts your meat for you. That's a sign that should be at the kiddie table.
Now, hang on. I got a thing about bones, okay? Dad's got to pluck the meat off the bone for me.
Please don't say that.
Do you really?
The bones off what?
What?
The turkey?
Well, don't they slice the turkey without the bones?
Okay, so we actually don't have turkey. So I'm not really
sure
how that works.
You have lasagna. Does your lasagna have bones?
Sometimes.
That explains a lot.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they're saying that there could be a change in the desserts that we eat for Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
Of course, you know, pumpkin and pecan are pretty much the big choices for Thanksgiving pies.
Yep.
Cato does not like pumpkin pie.
I tried it again, remember?
Just recently. Don't consider it my favorite either. Usually when someone gives me pumpkin pie, I eat the whipped cream. And maybe try a tiny bit of the pumpkin pie, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done.
You notice there's a reason why it's only served once a year.
Now, pecan pie, on the other hand, I love. Oh, it's so good. I could eat that up. But they're saying a new pie is working its way in, and maybe even two pies that are going to move into the top slots that could push pumpkin pie down. Apple pie was listed, but there's another one that's moving up even faster than apple.
Really?
Chocolate pie.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Chocolate pie is good, but it's a little much for me sometimes.
What is it, just like chocolate pudding in a shell?
More or less.
Yeah, I mean, but you put it in the refrigerator and it gets kind of cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then you put the meringue on top, it's got the little honey drippings all over it, and it's all fancy. It looks like a wig on top of the pie.
Just give me one of the little cups of your... pudding in the stores.
Well, they say apple and chocolate could possibly replace pumpkin within a generation.
Yes.
So it could be like, you know, one generation away from pumpkin pie being gone for Thanksgiving.
Papa.
And then chocolate and or apple taking its place, which is kind of crazy because we've got so much tradition. I mean, pumpkin pie ain't that great, in my opinion, but it's a tradition. It's just part of Thanksgiving.
But apple pie is American.
It is, but you think of it as a different time of the year. Yeah. Apple pie is like, I guess, around 4th of July or something.
Mm-hmm. And Cato, that's why we have those little Debbie snack cakes at the Christmas trees. In different. If it's for the people that don't like the pumpkin pie. You know what? There's a little Debbie snack cake over there that Aunt Julie brought.
Next year, I'm already making banana puddings this year, which I think is one of my favorites. But I'm going to do that one year.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the dessert again and just bring a box
Christmas
of little
tree. Debbie cakes. Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. They're only $3 a box.
Well, they did a study. They found that pumpkin is number one in California, New York, North Dakota, New Mexico, and New Jersey. Apple pie is number one through most of the rest of the northeastern states. Custard-style pies are popular in a lot of states. Western states like key lime pie, cream pie, or banana cream pie, Cato. That's
not
one.
The same as a banana pudding.
Ohio is going to surprise you. Butterscotch pie.
Ooh. I'll take that.
I would try it.
Yeah.
Tennessee and North Carolina like buttermilk. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Well, I think it's like the custard pies. They call them buttermilk pies, but it's very sweet.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Arkansas like peanut butter pie.
Yeah, we mentioned that the other
day. I would try that too.
It's good. And if you go to Wade's in Spartanburg to eat, they have the peanut butter pie there, and you can get Hershey syrup on top.
You know what? So I just bring a little Welch's jelly.
All right.
That's be the topping of my peanut butter pie.
Fruit pies. Several states prefer cherry. Washington likes blackberry. Arizona likes grape pie. I've never had grape pie.
No, and reading the ingredients for buttermilk pie is something I'll never eat either.
Really? What is it?
Creamy custard starred filling made from buttermilk, eggs, butter, sugar, and flour.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay, it's
buttermilk.
It's the same as the custard pies.
I can't. Custard.
Okay, man, you ain't gonna like it. Or the creme brulee type. It tastes something like that.
I'm realizing I'm not picky. Honestly, I'll eat any of this.
Most of these have sounded decent.
Only thing I won't eat is cow pie, so I'll draw my line there.
They say sweet potato pie is big in the Deep South. Texas likes pecan. Pennsylvania likes shoe fly pie. Anyone know what shoe fly pie is?
I don't know, but don't bother me.
It's sticky, cakey, and crunchy all at once. It has the texture of molasses. And it has brown sugar and shortening, and it sounds like pretty much diabetes in a pie, but I would try it. Let's see what else is out there. I'm waiting for my internet to come back around. They did say that there's a big factor going on here is that it's very possible that pies won't even be around in a couple of generations because fewer and fewer people are liking them.
You know what is better than a pie? Cobblers.
Yeah, it's good.
That
yeah.
needs to start being a tradition.
Ice cream.
Like
peach cobbler.
Yes.
But you know what, Tom? You're right. You think about the bakeries out there. They're always baking cakes. You got those mini, you know, stores that have all the cakes, never have any pies.
You know, we didn't have pie yesterday. Yeah. We had strawberry cake and banana pudding.
I like pie. I'm in the campaign on pie.
Well, he's all into mathematics, too. What's a pie thing? That pie number, Tom?
3.1415927.
We call that a nerd pie.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Why do women, they come to a man with a problem, and then all of a sudden he'll try to fix it, and she's like, I don't want that. I don't need that. And it causes a problem. You've heard it over and over for years, right? She comes to him, has a problem. According to leading psychologists, they say men are socialized to fix things. That's what they do. And that's including, obviously, problems. But women don't really want a solution. They want just the empathy and the support and to be listened to and heard.
It depends on the situation. If I'm just gossiping, don't try and fix it. Just listen and gossip with me.
Yeah.
But if it's like a legitimate issue, then help me with it.
Well, and some of the leading psychologists say guys are supposed to listen. And then after you have said all you need to say, they need to have like three questions about what you've just talked about.
Oh, Lord.
Or maybe even three references from what you just said. So that way you'll know that they were listening to you.
Oh, I just tuned out. It wasn't until the end that I realized I didn't even do that.
What happens when she needs the pickle jar opened?
Well, honey, I feel bad for you that you can't get that open.
No.
What makes you want pickles right now?
No, not like that.
That's what it's like for us, though. You come to us and tell us about a problem. We would never do that to our friends. We would never talk with our friends, and the friend would tell us about a problem and be like, well, man, I hate that for you. We're going to be like, let me help you.
I don't know. I don't try to help because sometimes that could hurt.
I had a friend one time tell me, because I kind of like to fix things like that too, and my girlfriend was like, I don't want to fix, I just want to vent.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was an option. All right,
just sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have friends that'll call just to vent, and they know I'll just sit and listen, and I don't try to offer advice. I don't try to tell them what they should be doing unless I hear the same thing over and over and over and over again, and you're not fixing your issue. Then I'll say, well, why don't you try this?
Are you saying in the same conversation over and over again?
No, or I keep getting calls every week same situation happening, and you want to say, well, you need to stop doing that. And finally, if it's the same thing, I'm going to say something.
And what's great is when you finally do say, maybe just cut that person off, they don't talk to you about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like they've decided, well, that wasn't what I wanted to hear.
They don't have the advice, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like they'll just ignore you at that point. But, you know, it's kind of like, and I'll give an example. It's like for the girls, if they go to the mechanic and, you know, they have car problems and they say, you know what? I don't want you to fix the car. I just want you to hear what's wrong with the car.
And okay? Then you sit there and go, it's making this noise.
He's like, would you like me to fix that? Or let me ask three questions. Where's that noise coming from? And can you ignore it? And then what's my third question?
How much?
Why did you tell me this?
Fellas, you got your work cut out for you. They say don't try to fix it unless she asks you to fix it or asks you to come up with a solution.
There you go.
I see. The only way I can look at this is to just say, wow, I'm getting a free pass now. I don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fine, tell me all that crap you want to tell me. And I'll go, yeah, that sucks. She's a bummer.
Oh,
I hate that.
No. You're supposed to ask three questions.
I'm not doing that. She already told me everything. I don't have any more questions. But I'll agree and commiserate with her. Boy, yeah, it sucks. You hate having to deal with that.
I just don't think guys care as much about details. It's just like when he comes home and he'll say, oh, such and such, they're splitting up. And I'm like, why? I don't know. What happened? Yeah. I don't know. Is he okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is she okay? I don't know. Why did you tell me any of this?
Quite
now
frankly,
I'm stressed.
I just tuned out from that conversation.
Tell you what.
Help me come up with three questions quick, y'all.
I don't ask her anymore.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, I know Tori's been stressing out a little bit about the part for Thanksgiving dinner where you give thanks. And everybody goes around and gives thanks for something. I'm going to help you out this morning, Tori.
Thanks.
I've done some research on this. But, you know, experts say the minute you stop being thankful for what you have, at that very minute, you start focusing on what you don't have, and that is not healthy for you. So you got to really fight to be thankful sometimes.
Well, hang on. It's not that I'm not thankful. I'm extremely thankful.
I'm not
pointing you out.
I'm just saying people in general. Yeah,
yeah, I just get awkward.
I've got the things that people say they're thankful for.
So I don't like public speaking.
Okay. Me either. But 41% of people say that the thing kids today appreciate the least is how hard their parents work. But do you want to know what the teens say, the top thing that they are thankful for is that their parents drive them around to places like their personal Uber.
Yeah, we made our kids get licenses as soon as they were 16. And, like, you got to drive yourself to school. We are not going to be your personal taxi forever.
But that's what a lot of the kids are thankful for.
Wow.
I mean, one of the only things, because everything else about the parents, you're not cool. You don't know who you don't know anything. Okay, but they say you got to teach your kids to be thankful. If they hear you grumbling, they're going to grow up and grumble too.
Oh, they hear everything you do.
Yeah. Okay, so what are people thankful for? This is going to help you out. These are the top answers. Family, number one on the list. So you might can pick out something about your family you're thankful for at the dinner table.
My wife has us doing this gratitude journal.
Oh, wow.
And so it's an app, and we have to write down three things we're thankful for every day.
That's good.
No, it's stupid. Because it ends up being family, family, family. And then every now and then you try to think of something so that it's not family, family, family. And so you say something stupid like birds. And then you're like, it gets very repetitive because you get say the same thing.
What about the double-loaded omelet biscuit?
I got to put that one on there. Good idea, Kato.
It's like you got to think out of the box.
Soda. You can add soda to the list.
Soda is a mixed one because I like it, but it doesn't like me.
Okay. Well, number two on the list of the top things that people are thankful for is their health. And this is kind of funny. They say people get more grateful for their health and less grateful for their friends as they get older. So you're getting closer,
See, I rank health third after friends.
Oh, man.
Because they're part of the problem. I'm unhealthy.
But when you get older, you're going to start thinking about your health. That's what they're saying.
Ever since I had kidney stones, I think for my health all the time because it can turn on you in an instant.
Yeah, Tom was in pain. And I've known him for a long time, but that was some painful stuff he had to go through. It was funny to watch him go through.
It's another reason I don't rank friends so high, Kato.
Friends are number three on the list. Top things that we are thankful for. And then it goes to career, and then it just says something else. So you got to think out of the box again and do your own homework when it comes to that.
I see, and that's why I don't like these when you have to go around the table, because if you have a big family, what was that list? Five things?
Yeah, but I mean,
if you're fifth in line, you're out of stuff.
Yeah, but you got to do some homework. You can say, I'm thankful for having a family that takes eating so seriously like I do.
Yeah.
But she's repeating something someone already said at that point. They already said family.
I'm giving you something out of the box. 53% of people say that aspirin is, they say they're thankful for aspirin and medication.
I mean,
so that's going to make you sound like a druggie.
Or at that point, just lock eyes with someone and be like, wine. As you chug it.
Yeah.
In my house, that would have already gotten used. You wouldn't have had that one.
You got your one cousin looking there, just kind of stoned. Whoa, is it my turn, dude? speaking of that, there's the weed-infused gravy for Thanksgiving is back. Yeah, it includes 10 milligrams of THC. It's cannabis-infused turkey gravy. I think that might make it a little bit more harmonious during the Thanksgiving dinner.
Nothing else. It'll make it more interesting.
Yeah. And you could have like some gummy cranberry bears, some of those CBD or CDB or whatever they are, the gummy bears that taste like cranberry sauce.
Now, when you say they're back, where do you get these?
Kato.
Where are you? I know a guy.
I guess you'd have to order it from Colorado, but it's cannabis-infused gravy. It's available, and now there's actually a plant-based food that people will allow at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
You can cook it up like greens, can't you? That's an honorable mention, and also you can give thanks that you don't have to spend the other 364 days of the year with these folks.
Oh.
I feel like that one's going to go over well. I'm teasing.
But there's so many things to choose from. I'm thankful I was able to get in my jeans today.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful I don't have to unbutton my belt yet.
For my next breath, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful I got a car to drive here.
You know, one year I was going to surprise my family and do the prayer before. Just make it so long. Like, I'm thankful for the green beans that were grown for my mom to cook in a pot. And, my family, when I told them that later, they said, oh, wow, you should have done that.
Yeah, if you would have done that, Tom would already be eating. He'd be one eye open. He'd be eating the green beans.
They had to cut me off.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.